Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley.
We are two best friends with one common obsession.
Beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We tried it all and we've got your back. We'll be calling on all our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions. Consider us your beauty 411 and sometimes your 911.
From how to fix brassy hair
to the pros and cons of laser facials,
and always with a cocktail in hand.
Always. So be prepared to be obsessed. Check out Lipstick on the Rim wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Life-changing moments, life-changing people. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits. I'm so happy that you're here.
I'm so glad to be here.
Like,
so
honestly,
excited.
I love what you're doing. And I think that it's so important. And I feel like we should just start at the beginning and just tell me about your background and what, like, motivated you to start Belly Welly.
So, like every entrepreneur, there's always a weird story or a little bit of crazy. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm totally no different. I knew, like, age 10, as early as I can remember, that I wanted to be a matchmaker.
Stop it.
Yeah. So I was like the kid on the playground with the list being like, you need to like wear so-and-so's denim jacket. And like after recess today, you're official.
That's
and
so cute.
I told my parents like very early on, like, I'm going to be a professional matchmaker. And luckily I had very cool parents who were like, this sounds sketchy, but you do you. So I was in college and every summer I'd go to LA and intern for a professional matchmaker.
Okay.
And so many sketchy summers.
I cannot even imagine.
Oh, like,
I have a like distant family member in Chicago that's a matchmaker. And whenever I'm with her, I'm like, tell me everything.
It's like, it's as juicy as it honestly sounds.
Yeah.
Especially like the, yeah. Anyway, so I walked away from four summers thinking, I don't know if this is what I was envisioning. I was essentially out at like clubs recruiting matches
for like
clients.
Looking
and I was
for
like, this
people.
Is not, I wanted, I had this vision of matching incredible people with other incredible people. So went to go work at tech out of school, fell in love with the startup. I was at Hulu when it was still kind of a startup.
Oh, amazing.
I couldn't shake matchmaking. So I camped out at networking events every night until I found someone who was doing exactly what I pictured, which was starting a matchmaking company to match cool people with other cool people, for lack of better words.
Right.
So joined her, got to see a startup firsthand. She was, you know, female founder. She's incredible. We hired 100 matchmakers nationwide.
Oh, my God.
And saw a lot of people get married, honestly.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, it was called 3-Day Rule. I loved every minute. And one day I said, you know, this would be kind of crazy, but we should match some celebs. So I sent a direct message to a big male celebrity at the time.
I'm dying.
And I said, this is so crazy. This is years ago. Back when, like, DMs actually made it through.
Okay.
I said, here's who I'd match you with. I'm a matchmaker. And I had a really good match for this guy.
Yeah.
And I got a call back from his team within a couple hours. And they said, be at this address in the hills.
Stop. I have full body chills and I don't even know this.
So I did. I went in, pitched him on the service and signed my first client, and then went home and thought, like, oh my gosh, how am I gonna, I don't know anyone cool enough to match, like, how,
like,
am I
to actually match him with.
So I figured it out and ended up matching him, and one thing led to another, and all of a sudden that's what I was doing, is working with clients in the entertainment space.
Wow.
Super interesting. And then one day I got a call from the CEO of Match, and he convinced me to come be the chief dating strategist at Match.
Oh my God.
So anyways, my first love is all things dating.
Yeah.
And matchmaking and relationships. So yeah, I didn't mean to start Belly Welly is the short answer.
Okay.
I don't know if most people mean to go start their company, or maybe they do, but I wasn't one of them.
Yeah. It seems like, no, a lot of people just, like, it's an issue that they had that they were like, I need to do something about this. Yeah. And then found themselves running a business and they're like, I don't know how to run a business.
I mean, very similar playbook. Yeah. Very similar playbook. Yeah. So this is exactly what happened. So mm-hmm. I was doing the above, and okay. I was loving it, honestly. Yeah. And came down with gut issues. Mm-hmm. And I, like, sparing the TMI, I honestly had been fine. I had, like, always been the girl who could, like, have the pizza and, like, feel fine the next day.
Okay, okay.
I got about a food poisoning in Mexico, and it just never really resolved itself. And it wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't like I was in the hospital. It just, like, never got better.
Okay. What did it feel like?
It was like I was bloated, and all of a sudden, like, things like gluten and dairy were upsetting my stomach, and I had never had that.
Yeah.
So I went on antibiotics, which you do, right? Like, and then that didn't really work. And then all of a sudden, one thing led to another. And I was on, like, my fourth course of antibiotics, and it was starting to consume a weird amount of mental energy.
I'm sure.
Like, I was just worried about it all the time. Like, but I was obsessed because I wanted to return to, like, what I used to call, like, how I was before. Where,
yeah.
like, I was always a pretty healthy eater and, like, a clean eater. But, like, I don't know if I wanted the piece of pizza. I could have it, and it wasn't going to, like, kill me the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
you had to be thoughtful about it, which was probably really annoying.
And I was worried a lot. Like, oh, if I eat this, like, will I feel bad on the airplane?
Or you're thinking about where you're going to be when you're eating something.
Exactly.
So it's just, like, the anxiety took over.
Yeah. And then what started to happen is I was so worried about what I was eating that I ended up, like I ended up eating a lot less, honestly. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, that hurts my stomach. So I started to associate food with
being bad for you.
Being pain or, like, discomfort. Mm-hmm. And so eating became a chore. I was dreading eating. And then I was eating this, like, very limited diet that was safe. Like, I knew if I ate this, like, weird mix of things I had put together that
you would
I'd be okay.
Yeah.
But it wasn't it wasn't bad, but it wasn't nutritious. It was, like, it just wasn't good. And so I started camping out in Facebook groups, which almost sounds old school now.
Yeah.
But there was all these Facebook groups dedicated to things like daily bloating and IBS. And I didn't really know if I had IBS. It just all of a sudden felt relevant.
And what were the doctors telling you?
Yeah, I had an incredible doctor. That was actually one of our first investors in Belly Welly.
Oh, amazing.
But their tools are limited too, right? Yeah. Like, we've all acknowledged this and know this, but, like, Western medicine doesn't plug in with nutrition.
Right.
So it's all fragmented.
They don't know everything that you're eating.
No.
So it's not like completely holistic wellness. So they do all the tests, but then they don't know, like, what you've eaten for the past 2 weeks.
Yes. Anyways, so there was just hundreds of these Facebook groups full of people like myself, and they all had the same story. It was like, I mean, it was really honestly the same story. And so after digging in there and participating in that community, I started talking about it with my own network, right? And, like, basically anyone that would listen.
Yeah.
And I realized in doing so, like, 80% of my female network could relate on some level. Again, probably not to the degree I was experiencing, but enough to have worried or cared about it. Like, oh, yeah, I've been trying probiotics. Or, I just accepted I'm bloated, like, half the day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is so weird. We, like, talk about our skincare routines.
But gut health was, like, not a buzzy conversation.
No.
People weren't talking about that. Yeah.
They weren't. Like, we even talked, like, everyone compares notes on periods, for example, but, like, gut health felt just as,
prevalent.
Yes.
And no one was talking about it.
Totally.
Yeah.
And so I found myself in tears one night because I was just missing chocolate chip cookies. No, not a good reason for crying. I just had a first baby.
Yeah.
And I think I was just, you know, things were rough.
Yeah.
And so I said to my husband, like, I just want a chocolate chip cookie. And there's just, like, nothing in the grocery store that's using language that is resonating for me. It's either very medicinal, which has a place in my life, or it's like fart jokes. And like, I'm somewhere in the middle where I want this, I want a premium tasty product that acknowledges things like bloating, but belongs in my pantry, not the medicine cabinet.
Right. That makes sense. Right. That's not in like that weird like diet aisle in the pharmacy, you know?
It's just like no one was, no one was speaking my language. And then I suppose, and as an aside, at the time I was working with, you know, my clients in the entertainment industry, and a lot of them have endless resources, right? They have nutritionists and dietitians, and even that, even they could relate to this idea that their stomach hurt a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And so anyways, I obviously like married the right guy, or like to say I matched myself with the right guy.
I was going to say, did you match yourself?
No,
or just,
I,
like,
but
how
I
did
basically
that
did, because I met my husband and like forced him to marry
you
me.
You did?
Yeah. I knew he was
Where
like
did
my
you
guy.
Meet him?
Out in LA, and he's from England, and he had just like moved here to try to find himself. And I like had totally, he was so not in at the
beginning. He was not.
No.
Not. I mean, that's how I was with my husband too. Because I was,
I love hearing
It was a similar story. Like I had just gotten out of another relationship, and like I knew Timmy was kind of the one, but I wasn't ready to be with the one.
So you were less in than he was.
I was less in than he was. And he ended up giving me an ultimatum. And
I didn't make it.
Yeah. He was like, I can't wait around any longer. Like, either we like leave this dinner as boyfriend and girlfriend.
I did the same.
You did.
Yeah. Did it work
or
on you?
It did. It
so
did.
You committed right
and then I committed right then and there, and then like never looked back.
I love an ultimatum.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I did like
he got drunk before I showed up too to like have the guts to ask me.
We sound like we had a similar playbook, me and Timmy. I did the same thing, but then my first ultimatum didn't work. Nick was always respectful. He was never like, no, he just said like, I'm going at my own pace.
Yeah.
If that's not right for you, then, do you.
Yeah.
But I got to go at my pace.
Yeah,
and
I respect
like,
that too.
Take the ultimatum back. We'll give it another chance.
Yeah, we can go at your pace.
So yeah, same deal.
So amazing. So you, he helped you then. You probably were like,
we got to do this, right?
Yeah.
And he was like,
watching
look,
you suffer.
Let's make this our passion project. Let's hire a food scientist and a dietitian over Zoom, and let's work on this together.
So amazing.
Yeah, I was all about it.
Yeah.
So,
delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
He did exactly that. Every night we'd work on this cookie, as we used to call it. And he eventually cracked something that I just loved. And I was like, wait. We have to share this.
You guys were just in the kitchen cooking, trying things, seeing how you were reacting to it, like doing all this.
We had our day jobs. Like we were totally doing different things. I was very much doing my matchmaking dating thing.
And were you were working with nutritionists and doctors and specialists and people to help you know what to put in everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We ended up even working with the GI doctor I had seen. I called him
amazing.
And I said, look, I know this isn't probably most patients' response, but like I want to create a cookie and I want it to help me.
Yeah. And I want to create a cookie that will not make me sick.
Exactly.
Yeah. And he that got I will it. Enjoy and not feel
like,
guilty
if
about.
If you do, let me know and I'll give it to every patient I have.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, I had been buying Facebook groups, which is really weird.
So interesting. Yeah, you're such you're a little entrepreneur. Yeah. You are. I mean, I'm sure you've realized that by now, but like, yeah, okay.
But maybe like scrappy is the right word.
Yeah.
But I'd been reaching out to admins of Facebook groups that had like 20 to 40,000 people and offering them a couple $100 to buy their Facebook groups with no end goal other than like, I'm fiercely curious about this space. Once I've seen and kind of heard the secret about the world, secret being like, turns out women, 80% of women have gut trouble every day. I couldn't unsee it or unhear it. Right. And I had to be a part of it.
So then once you buy these Facebook groups, then you're able to like manage them and spread the word.
Yeah, I was just like, I want to be a part of this community in an even bigger way.
Uh-huh.
So once we had this bar, I was like, we have to share these with this community.
Yeah.
So we threw up a really scrappy site. We created a really scrappy brand. The brand name was terrible.
What was it?
It was IB Simple, which I thought was amazing for a good, solid
I get it. Couple
months.
I get it.
I thought it was crushing it.
IB Simple. I can see it.
So cringing to look back.
Yeah, I know. But
it worked. So we put it up on, we threw up a site, and we woke up to 884 orders.
That's insane.
And so then we had the like very quintessential entrepreneur story where we were in our little LA
kitchen, like cooking all of these bars.
Packaging
everything, like using your money from both of your other jobs to like make this all happen.
100%. Okay. So that's what we were doing. Yeah. And it just became so clear that this deserved our full attention time, and it deserved to be, this was a serious need. We decided to raise venture capital. We got really lucky and just, we had some really amazing early, adopters. We had the CEO of Sprouts, the Whole Foods CEO, the CEO.
Was that process insane? And I'm so scared of that process. Like I've had ideas and wanted to go pitch them and do that whole thing. But like that, the idea of that sounds so intimidating.
My take on it is like everything.
Mm-hmm.
You just do it.
Like, yeah. You know, like if you believe in something, like you just
kind of
do
figure it out.
Yeah.
And you probably mess it up a bunch, but you kind of figure it out. And like my accidental motto in life has been like, just ask. Like worst case scenario,
say no.
And who cares? Just ask.
I know.
So I probably did a lot of like shameless asking.
Good for you.
And so we had raised money. We were ready to go. We had very lovely investors who came to me and were like, hey, we love what you're doing. We think you should change the name.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you kidding? IB Simple is like the most amazing name. It was actually two of the earliest employees at Smart Suites. And they were like, well, just like think about the name a little bit.
Yeah.
So anyways, we had Belly Welly teed up. Everything was great. Ready to go.
I love Belly Welly. It's so cute.
Came out of a group chat.
It's so cute.
It wasn't even my brain.
Like it sounds cute. It feels good.
It kind of was perfect.
Okay.
So everything was ready to go. We had made the decision to move from LA to OC.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually moved and we were like sitting in bed ready to launch the business the next day and my water broke. So I was pregnant with our second baby.
God. Okay.
Unfortunately, my water broke and I was 6 months pregnant. And we moved to this like empty house in OC. So like literally the moving night.
My God.
Yeah. And so we were ready to launch next day. There was a Forbes article going live.
Stop it.
And I hadn't told any of our investors I was pregnant. Oh. I was like in fear.
Yeah.
I had watched my former CEO, Talia, at 3 Day Rule, raise capital while pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And times are certainly better than they were, but it's still hard.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still a lot of stigma.
Of course. To get the certain people to understand that you can give just as much as any, like,
for sure.
capable human. Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So I went to the hospital. We had an emergency situation.
Mm-hmm.
Our little one was born very, very small. And then I unfortunately had a huge complication after. So I ended up hemorrhaging
ended
up saving my life with a hysterectomy. So,
my God.
So everyone turned out fine, obviously.
Yeah.
We're like so lucky to have two.
And your baby is fine and
she's thriving. But we ended up launching Belly Welly from the hospital and running
it. Still did it?
We still did it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So
amazing.
It was wild. And actually, the NICU nurses and doctors, I mean, obviously our little beta was in the NICU for a long time. Mm-hmm. So they were like our early testers. It was kind of amazing.
Like being able to bring the snacks and like share with the family and community.
I think they thought we were crazy, but
So, that's so amazing. What's the nutrition all about?
I think so many functional products. I think there's like many, many, many incredible products out there, period. Mm-hmm. Especially in this like era of better for you. Mm-hmm. But I think so many functional products focus on a magic ingredient. Like, I mean, there's like lion's mane, whatever it is.
A magic
ingredient. And as a consumer, that was never right for me.
Right.
I was worried about, I cared more about what wasn't in the products I was eating. Mm-hmm. And it's great if they have functional benefits too, but there was no magic function that ever resonated for me. Mm-hmm. I was like, I need this to not have anything that's going to hurt my stomach.
Right.
Great if it also has some benefit. And that's how we built the bar, because again, we were building it for me and this community.
Right.
So what was so important to me was, let's strip out the things that can irritate your gut.
Okay.
Gluten and dairy. I don't think gluten and dairy are bad at all.
Yeah.
They just tend to be irritants. So this, like, the point of these is that this is as safe as it gets.
Yes.
Again, I don't think foods are good or bad, or there's definitely some that are bad, but it's like, what can you tolerate? The big one for me was something called low FODMAP.
Yes, I've heard of that.
So low FODMAP, I'll give you the really long version that you'll never remember again.
Okay.
Low
FODMAP. No, but I want that.
Yeah. Low fermentable oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols.
Okay.
It's just a really fancy term for short-chain carbs or sugars that are poorly digested in the gut.
Okay.
But the big caveat is FODMAPs are not bad. So apples are high in FODMAPs.
Interesting.
They're high in the fructose. That doesn't mean, like, obviously apples are not bad for you.
Right. I feel like, are tomatoes high on?
Yes. So, and, like, what's even more confusing about the diet is, this is not exactly correct, so I'm making this up, but, like, you can have 8 almonds, but if you have 13 almonds, all of a sudden,
like,
it's high FODMAP. So you can, with the problem with the...
It's confusing for us.
So confusing.
Thank God for people like you that are simplifying it, because, like, it's too much.
It's too much. And I think FODMAP can actually be problematic, because I think it's a recipe for disordered eating. Mm-hmm. And I know that firsthand, because you try to follow it, right? And you're following it because you're like, I need to be out of pain, or I need to feel good again. Mm-hmm. But it was, again, so important to me in crafting this, that this is my go-to daily treat or snack that is safe. Like, it is my safe place. So it started as low FODMAP, gluten-free, dairy-free. That's the first cookie we made. Mm-hmm. And fiber. Like, fiber has become something that I think fiber has become, like, the sexiest, like, thing that's not talked about now, because it's actually the biggest unlock for gut health. Mm-hmm. So those were my hit points. Mm-hmm. But as we got ready to launch, I couldn't stop thinking about probiotics, which is a really loaded topic. And even today, I have actually mixed opinions on probiotics. I think it actually falls into the category we keep talking about, which is just no one size fits all. So I don't think all of us taking one probiotic pill is solving our problems. No.
Yeah.
Does it hurt? Absolutely not. Are we as Americans in, like, today's diet getting anywhere near enough probiotics in the diet? No.
Uh-huh.
So does more versus less help? Yes. So we decided to put a probiotic in at the last minute, but I never wanted to be the gimmick. Like, I never wanted to have the product that was, hey, here's a cookie, but then it also has probiotics, so now it's good for you.
Right.
It needed to be real, because I was honestly, like, so many entrepreneurs doing this because I wanted it. I wanted it on a plane when I was going to and from London. I needed this thing that wasn't going to make me anxious.
Yeah. And as a new mom, too, like, we need those easy snacks. Like, I'm walking around with this fig bar that I had like one half of it yesterday, and then I was saved. It's like, we need these easy snacks on the go that are not going to make us feel like shit.
It is so true.
Yeah.
I don't do the sit down whole meals.
Mm-mm.
And the problem is, I was snacking on, again, not, I don't think there's bad or good foods, but I was snacking on things that were hurting my stomach later. So So we put probiotics in, but it was a tough decision for me last minute, because I was like, I just really want to be so thoughtful. This is not the gimmick. This is a very efficacious product that we put so much time and thought into making for me.
Right. Let's say a customer is eating a bar, like, every couple days. Is the, like, probiotic in the bar if you're taking it every couple of days enough for it to be doing something.
So yeah. Each has 500 million CFU. So okay. A pill is like a billion. So okay. Two is like you're getting your pill in, which okay. Again, I have been so honest and clear since running it because I was tired of this as a consumer. These will not fix you.
Right.
If you have gut troubles, you
it's
are
not
gonna,
a fix. This is just a snack that's not going to hurt you as much as like a regular snack.
And it will add benefit. Like
yes.
Because
yes.
I know I'm a carb girl and like
me
I'm
too.
Trying not to be, but I'm just a carb girl. I don't really get in probiotics naturally. Mm-hmm. Like I'm trying to do so much better with our kids. Like
yeah.
I'm giving them
like the yogurt
oh, yeah.
and
like,
the kefir.
I call it kefir yeah. strawberry milk
yeah.
and it's kind of working.
That stuff is
yeah.
so good. Actually,
kids like it's a good.
They like it. It's
I thought we were going to
sell really
them.
Sweet.
It's kind of like yogurt-y.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
So I'm trying to do, because I really think, and I've realized over time, I've seen it show up on skin,
mm-hmm.
energy levels,
mm-hmm.
anxiety levels, mm-hmm. sleep, literally across the board. Like, I think the rumors are true. So much of health is in the gut. It's where we're like producing serotonin. It is the unlock.
Yeah.
It's 70% of our immune system is in our gut.
Right.
And I now gut health is having a moment. And
right.
I think it will continue because I just the more research keeps coming, comes out, points to gut. And there is no Band-Aid with the gut. And
mm-hmm.
that's like the worst news.
Mm-hmm.
It's our microbiome. It's so complicated and mm-hmm. complex. So I think it's a total lie to say eat anything or take anything
mm-hmm.
and you're good to go on your gut microbiome.
Right.
It's a combination of food and sleep and rest and like
it's like
what we're being exposed to in the environment.
Thing.
It's a whole lifestyle.
It's so complicated.
It's so complicated. But my thinking was, so these are safe. These are good for your stomach. They also have probiotics. You probably are not getting probiotics in today unless you're like taking your pill
right.
or whatever, you know,
yeah.
your third four kombuchas.
Yeah.
Have this and you know you've done something more.
Yeah.
I mean, gut is hard.
Gut is so hard. So how do you take care of it on a daily basis now? Like, is it still, I'm sure it's still a whole lifestyle thing for
yeah,
you,
and
right?
it's an ongoing challenge.
It's an
honestly.
Ongoing challenge.
Yeah. Fiber. Like I touched mm-hmm. on this earlier. I think fiber, things that work stay around forever is what I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're not. I keep bringing up lion's mane. Lion's mane's amazing. I don't mean to knock on lion's
totally,
mane. But, like,
but
I don't know if lion's mane will be around in 10 years.
Or like ashwagandha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or
yeah.
like, yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what sticks around is fiber. It comes and goes
yeah.
in different forms, right? So it's like you go back as far, I don't know, way back.
Mm-hmm.
Fiber's been this known thing because it actually does something.
Right. It like helps us process things out of our system, right?
Exactly.
I remember always like whenever you're constipated, you're told to like go
fiber.
Eat a bunch of fiber.
There's this really interesting study. I'll back up. They keep finding that gut motility is probably one of the biggest unlocks for optimal
health.
Gut health.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And there's some specialists or researchers that even will go as far to say, which is like, I don't know, a hot button for me because I feel like I definitely have celiac and it's not to do with gut
yeah.
motility. But some will say that all of these things, whether it be celiac or IBS,
uh-huh.
everything is honestly just a product of like poor motility. And there's a lot of research to back that up. I don't know where I stand on that
uh-huh.
other than I know motility is so important and it's definitely what I've noticed as the biggest.
What is motility?
Like how fast things move through your gut.
Okay.
The extremes are constipation and diarrhea, but
uh-huh.
there's actually a bunch of space in between
where
people have slower.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where it's just not getting out of your system in the appropriate way. So it's bloating you. Or
yes.
It's,
and you may not even know it.
Uh-huh.
You may, I mean, you know, may have symptoms like bloating.
Right.
But you may sit and think like, I don't have diarrhea, like I have constipation, but it doesn't mean your motility
is like optimal. That makes so much sense.
And so fiber is the thing. Like
yeah.
And most of us don't get, in the American diet today, we don't get near enough fiber.
Right. Good to know.
I know.
Really good to know. So you started your company, you launch it online, you have your kids, it starts to grow, and you have to start like promoting it online and doing the whole social thing and creating like marketing for it. Tell us about Hot Girls Have IBS. You were saying that you have that trademarked. Like, what goes into the marketing behind this? Because I know you said so many women have this, but how is this something in the wellness space that you kind of make like, yeah,
totally
sexy and cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think my accidental approach to marketing has always been scrappy.
Yeah.
And it's honestly been, let's just ask everyone what they think and
yeah,
do it.
Yeah.
So everything we've done, from the name to the flavors we've launched to the ingredients, has just been a product of me asking our community what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably better ways of doing it, but it's really worked so far.
Right? I think that's amazing. Like, why not just go straight to the source?
Straight to the source.
Yeah.
I mean, and we, like I said, we are very open, right? Mm-hmm. So it's, we never really have it fully figured out.
Yeah.
And again, it's the easiest way to do a good job quickly. So we survey everyone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
My poor friends. I have like an email thread. I mean, I have like an email thread of 100 of my closest friends, and like they probably get an email like twice a week, honestly.
No way.
I'm like, hey guys, sorry,
here's
a survey.
I love a survey. I love it. Will it give me any like
oh yeah, we have an
answer at the end? Like,
yes.
Here, that
I just did it yesterday. We're like about to launch a new product, and I was like, sorry guys, this is like four in a row today.
Oh,
like,
my God, no. I remember like the quizzes in 17, and then you would like
getting.
Get some
yeah.
sort of answer. Yeah, like yep. you have, but yeah.
Yes, that's literally
uh-huh.
what we do.
Uh-huh.
We do that for our email list. We do that for our SMS list.
Oh, that's so fun.
We literally do that so every change is something that's been voted on too many times
uh-huh.
by the time we make the change.
Mm-hmm. I love that. My husband does that on our YouTube channel. I feel like if
Does he apply the answers?
So YouTube, he like kind of takes charge of, because he's really good with like editing and production and stuff. And he's also like very in it with the community, and he's always pulling them, asking what them, like our merch that we do is very dependent on like what their ideas and their creativity.
Are you
it's
usually
really
right?
Fun.
Are you usually like, I'm always wrong. I'm always like, they're going to love this option.
No, same. And I cannot tell most of the time, which really makes me feel like I'm out of touch with like the universe.
Same.
You know?
That's I'm wrong every time.
Yeah.
So
so interesting. So then you need to get the answers.
Yes.
Because we're just also different. It's not even about being wrong. It's that you just have different answers because we have different existences.
Yes. I remember very early on, I was in Atlanta visiting a friend, and I went into a local Kroger there. And I remember thinking, like, they would laugh at these bars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these bars have no place. Like, they're too expensive. They're,
uh-huh.
like, shiny and cute.
Uh-huh.
These would not resonate.
Mm-hmm.
I need to build a brand not for just L.A., as
mm-hmm.
much as I love it,
mm-hmm.
and New York. I need to build a brand that appeals
to
everyone, which
yeah.
is so hard.
It is so hard. I tried to do that with my clothing line, too. Like, I thought...
Did you have the same experience?
Same experience. And I was just like, I wanted to do dresses that were like $200 to $500, like cocktail, going out dresses. And then once I did that, I realized I was like, this is not really who even my customer is. Sometimes what we want to create and what, you know, what actually will be successful are two very different things. So
yes.
that's when we have to like leave our egos at the door.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like once you move past ego, even the next phase is like, I don't actually know the answer.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to solve this.
Totally. So then you're like, let me just ask.
Yeah,
the
let me
people.
Just ask. Let me
yeah.
just ask. So one great example for us was we went out hard with the low FODMAP thing. We
mm-hmm.
also went hard with bloating. Like, no, zero bloat, and no one cares.
No one cares about bloat?
They care about bloat. But
okay.
my takeaway is that bloat is like, you could sit in a room full of girls and talk about bloating, and everyone would be like,
yeah.
oh my gosh,
I'm
yeah.
so bloated, I'm so bloated, yeah. But
it's not aspirational. I think we're about to talk about Hot Girls of IBS, which
yeah.
has been like the most genius, but the most problematic thing we've done. Because
yeah.
when you all relate over something negative,
uh-huh.
like bloating,
uh-huh.
it's not aspirational. So
right. You're not like, let's all be bloated together.
Let's like all not be bloated. Like,
yeah.
it's like, let's all, like the maybe the positive spin on it is like, let's all feel light and I don't know.
Yeah.
Clearly I haven't cracked that, but like,
yeah.
let's all feel like light and not bloated.
Right.
But to say like, let's all not be bloated isn't really something you're like, God, count
like,
me
let,
in.
Let me like, yeah.
Yeah. At least on a snack product. So like,
mm-hmm.
I can't speak to any other space, but.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, Hot Girls Have IBS.
Yeah,
so anyways,
how did that
part of the mission
up?
Was like, how do we destigmatize this and how do we make this approachable?
Mm-hmm.
So I was driving down LA one day and I was like, man, these billboards are boring. Like,
mm-hmm.
I swear half the billboards in LA are of watches
mm-hmm,
for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always like this like dark gray, navy blue billboard for a watch. I was like, does anyone, they're clearly working because
mm-hmm.
they keep paying for them, but
mm-hmm.
someone should make these brighter.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait. I wonder if like we should have a billboard. And then it was in the era of the TikTok era of like the hot girls have insert stigmatized subject. I was like, wow, what's the most polarizing thing you could put in there? It'd be IBS.
Yeah.
And so I
or diarrhea, yeah, like more like,
yeah, like what's the shocking thing you could put in there? And so and I was like, why couldn't you just make this hot pink? And so I pulled over to the side of the road and I Googled billboard people.
Oh my God.
And I called the first name on the list and I was like, can I put up a billboard that says hot girls have IBS?
How much does it cost to do that, by the way? Because my husband really wants to do it.
So it's cheaper than you think. Yeah. So and they laughed and they were like, first of all, there's like a process.
Yeah.
Like, what's your budget?
And like, I was like, where's your art? What's your, yeah.
It's like, I don't really have a budget. Like, just give me the cheapest option. And they were like, well, they were laughing. And they were like, well, we'll send you some options in LA. You look through them. So they did. So that night I like pored over these options. And I was asking for like whatever wasn't booked because I was like, we're doing this on a budget.
Yeah.
So I, you know, lived on Google Maps that night. I knew LA very well. So I was like, okay, this is kind of interesting. It's kind of visible by the 405.
Yeah.
So we chose one. We chose one that was $7,000.
Okay.
For 45 days, which I thought was a great deal.
45 days, $7,000.
West LA, which really, So you know, like pretty visible.
Okay.
And we put up artwork that said Hot Girls of IBS. And 3 days later, I drove by and there was a line of like 20 people outside the billboard taking photos.
Taking pictures of it.
And I was like, "This, oh my gosh, this works. And
it's amazing.
The part that really was exciting beyond it, like, okay, that was money well spent.
Yeah.
Was this is what I was trying, like, this is people bonding over
Having IBS.
Or just, and like, even if they don't have IBS, you see that and you immediately send that to any group chat where you've like talked about your stomach hurting.
Yes. Or someone that you know that has it and you, it immediately like normalizes it and makes it funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it. Genius.
And so we just blew it up. We started putting them all around the country and then we started selling the merch and it, then we filed the trademark on it.
Yeah. So why is it you were saying that it's like, it can be negative at certain points too.
So our goal in building Belly Welly, it was never just to be a bar brand. Mm-hmm. It was to be a platform brand leading the charge on gut health in grocery. So Belly Welly will eventually live in 4 different aisles in the grocery store. It was, you know, we've almost started to look at gut health as a women's health issue because women are 2 times more likely to be impacted. Mm-hmm. And it's the statistic is actually 83% of women experience daily digestive upset, which is insane.
Yeah,
That's so insane.
Yeah.
And so what it did is it narrowed the focus. So people started to associate us as an IBS brand or a gut issue brand, which is incredible. Those customers should feel like this is their brand.
Right. That's you're a snack brand that...
It's championing gut health.
Right, right.
It's for far more than anyone with just gut issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, to our point earlier, every person, I don't know, unless you're like living on sauerkraut and like drinking kefir, you need more in your diet. You need more probiotics. Yeah. You should be doing more. It's like going to make your skin better. It's going to make everything better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still the thing people love it.
I think it's amazing because I think that mission driven and having the idea of community first, like before even the product, is so important.
You have to have it now.
Yeah. And I think that you like organically just knew what you were doing. Like you just had a good gut instinct about that. And like it sounds like you're building out the products and building out the business, but that it's also so important to you to like continue to take care of the community and like build up the community and know that they're not alone. So are you, I want to see, I feel like you brought some bars.
Yeah.
Do you eat a bar every day and do you take any additional probiotics?
I eat 3 bars a day.
Okay.
So I don't take additional probiotics now.
Okay.
I'm just bad at pills. There's a million amazing pills out there.
Yeah. But it's just something that you can't consistent with.
Yeah.
I'm on a good binge right now.
Good.
I'm on like I'm almost done with my second month of my hair pills. I feel like as long as I can get 2 months down, then I can keep going.
2 months is like that.
I'm not going to stop now, you know? Like why? Anyways, okay.
I give them to our kids. So you'll appreciate his mom. It is like the snack that we give the local preschool now. And there is this peace of mind with our kids. I'm just like you are with your kids, right?
Yeah.
You're like, I want to set you up for success.
Totally.
Like, I want to do everything I'm not doing for myself.
Yeah. Right. Like
my kids
when I give
have a
you
great
a
diet.
Same. When I pack you a snack, like he has lunch at school, but when I pack him a snack, I'm like, can I put a veggie in? Can I put a little cheese in? Can yes. I put a fruit in? Like thinking about, I'm like a little
more than myself.
Smoothie or something. Yes, of course. And not even thinking about myself for 1 second, you know?
I love giving them these.
That's actually
I'm like,
such a good idea because I don't want to give Sunny these. They're like glorified candy bars. And my nutritionist is like, again, nothing's bad. But when they're eating these kinds of snacks every single day and knowing that there is something better, like, why not?
I know. And yeah. I'm definitely, we're a snack household too, like, mm-hmm. even with our kids. Like, mm-hmm. I wish we were making meal prepped whole moods. We're
Same.
Just not.
We're just not either.
We're doing snacks. So yeah. if I'm doing on-the-go snacks, I'm making sure they're good.
Yeah.
And so these.
And it's some packaged things too.
Yes.
Like, it's going to be. Not everything is going to be like a fresh little, you know, tin of
no.
cut fruit and like veggies.
No, I wish. Like, you're getting your probiotic. Like, you know,
right.
you're getting your fiber, your probiotics, you're good.
And it has 3 grams of protein too.
Some flavors have 5, some have 6.
Okay, that's good.
But we did not want to be another protein bar. So
no.
I think protein bars are great.
Yeah.
I eat protein bars.
Yeah.
Part of me for protein was like, I didn't want to feel like if I wanted a snack, I didn't want to feel super full.
Yeah.
And a good protein bar should make you feel really full.
Mm-hmm.
And like sometimes that's what I want. Like
mm-hmm.
I want the meal bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted like I'm like a snacky girl.
Yeah.
And
you're a sweet, you have a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and so,
I do too.
Exactly. So I was like, you know what? We're incremental. So if you're in the bar aisle at Target buying your protein bars, you buy us and you buy your protein bar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're not meant for that. Like
right.
there's so much of that in the world and there are a lot of great choices.
Right. This is just like your snacky, like, your granola bar.
I do this
like
with my coffee.
Old school
yes.
granola. Yes.
I'm like,
totally.
I have this with my literal coffee in the morning
yeah.
and it's like my little snack
yeah.
where I can like tear off a piece and I like, we realized early on when girls eat snacks, they tear off a piece and they.
I do not bite into it.
They don't
Isn't
bite
that
into
so
it.
So weird.
Yeah. See, they look like little candy
They're
bars.
They're so cute.
If you like peanut butter, it's
so,
my
favorite. Where can everybody find them? You said Target.
Target. Yep. So, I mean, a lot of, if you're like, if we're talking about LA, all the normal places, Bristol, Gelson's.
Mm.
You have chocolate chip? Yeah. It's like a cookie.
It's like a real cookie. It's like doughy cookie.
Yeah. Yeah. That was like what I won. Again, this started as a cookie that turned into a bar.
Love it. Right. Okay.
So Gelson's, Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in Texas, HEB,
mm-hmm.
Sprouts. Target was our big launch in September.
That's so exciting.
So exciting.
I bet that's been
we can't mess it up
for you, though. Like, once you
yeah.
get into those big, it's, like, scary.
It's what we talked about.
It's
right. what we talked about, though. So I think it's honestly very humbling as you go,
mm-hmm.
too, because mm-hmm. what works in the natural channel, which is mm-hmm. the grocery term for, you know, Sprouts and
yeah.
Whole Foods, all the, mm-hmm. the healthier grocery stores,
yeah.
doesn't necessarily work in mass. Luckily, so far, it appears to be working in mass, but it forces
so
you
cute.
To like think about everything. You're like, mm-hmm. should we be neon pink?
Right.
Should we blow up the picture of the bar? So anyways, we are staying very agile and
okay.
we're learning
okay.
as we go. Like I said, luckily, so far, it's working. And we have like a couple of new products coming out soon.
Amazing.
That like, came from our community.
Them? Okay.
Yeah.
More snacks or supplements or?
It's actually a powder. And it's
Ooh.
A powder that I would never have thought of.
Okay.
But again, in the spirit of leaning into community, they told us they wanted it. So
okay.
I'm so excited about it.
Oh my
it.
God.
It's a powder and it's collagen, probiotics, electrolytes, and fiber in one scoop.
Oh my God.
I know.
Does it taste like anything?
It tastes like spa water. So like we have a cucumber mint. It's like a light. Pretty light green and a light pink.
Oh my God.
It's so pretty. Yeah.
And it's just a powder that then you will mix
Put
in
your water.
With your water.
I have it every day. I can't
and
live without
so
it.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Like yeah.
I am, yeah. I can't go a day without it now.
That's so, I need to try it.
It's
I mean,
so
when it comes
good.
Out,
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
so excited. Well, I'm so grateful for women like you that take things like this that maybe aren't the sexiest, you know, and like, you don't know exactly what you're going to do with it, but that you go full force for it, you know, and you just like unapologetically do it. And it just seems like you are not scared of taking chances and risks. Sometimes we overthink so much and
totally.
Overthinking can like get in the way of letting us build what we want to build.
100%.
Yeah. So how
Special.
Are you taking care of yourself right now? Like with building this, with having 2 kids under like 3 and 2, I can't. Like, how are you...
Yeah.
Making time for yourself.
It's so stupid. It's like the worst advice, but you just do your best.
Yeah.
And like if you can put your head on the pillow every night, no, you did your best. To our earlier point, you like have to get to a point where that's
enough.
Enough.
Yeah.
And you actually have to feel that too.
Yes. Yeah.
So
yes.
My
like own it.
Yeah, yeah. My short answer is work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
We are really on, like, we're just really straightforward with our kids.
It's yeah.
Like, this is what we're building. It's a team effort. We got to make it work.
Yeah.
They've been a huge part of it. I mean, like, they go to, you know, Target. They're really tired of hearing about Belly Belly at this point. Like, I told her, she's just turned four. I was like, do you want it? I had this really cute Belly Belly sticker. And I was like, do you want me to put this on your lunchbox? And she was like, sorry, but no. Like, I'm like,
I'm over it.
It's a little bit too much. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Like, I think she's a little over it.
Over it. That's funny. You've been amazing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for doing this. Everyone, you can use code BELLYWELLY20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'd love to hear what you think and anything more or even less you'd want to hear about. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can find me on Instagram at Whitney Eve Port, my website, WhitneyPort.com, and my YouTube channel, Whitney Port. Peace in the streets.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.